Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. Don't bring me down. John, that is just spot on, baby.
I know you love it.
You are the count. The man who put the word care into carry your bags, ma'am.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, this is Peter Rosenberg. If you want to be on the show, and it's very easy to do, 877-655-6755, 877-655-6755. Hey, we'll get to the phones here in just a minute, busy phone lines, but also I want to bring to you our today's senior moment. Now, we searched far and wide, and last week we debuted our today's senior moment theme song, and there was a panel of judges. Oh, okay, it was just me and John, but still, we were a panel, and we came up with this song as the theme for today's senior moment.
I don't need your rocking chair.
I love it, but I also have questionable taste.
Well, thus explained your role on this show. But we're glad for your, bless you for your deplorable lack of judgment.
Thank you.
So, listen, today's senior moment brought to you by our friends at Morning Point Senior Living and Memory Care. That's Morning Point with an E, P-O-I-N-T-E. Go check it out and see what they've got there. Lots of things to help you and your loved ones in decision making. So for residential, for that's more assisted care, that's just more independent, whatever the needs are. But these are wonderful people, and they wanted to sponsor this today's senior moment. And, you know, with the heat and everything else, again, this is going to sound like it's going to be a little bit just kind of duh, Captain Obvious, but it's not, because a buddy of mine, same age as I am, last week, I found out he lives down in South Carolina, spent the night in the hospital because he got dehydrated.
Ooh, yeah.
He was out in the heat at an event, and he doesn't drink enough water. He was drinking coffee. He was drinking tea or maybe even a soda, but not water. And this time of year, you got a senior, a loved one, just check in with them and make sure the water intake is okay. You know, just drink water. Drink to think. Not tea. Tea is a diuretic anyway. Okay, so look, I'm from the South. I like sweet tea.
I'm so sorry for you.
I like sweet tea, and I cannot lie. But I'm almost sworn myself off of it now.
Excellent. Good to hear.
I really have. I've really switched. Now, I do have a cheat, and that is soda water.
Okay.
That's my cheat, because it makes me feel like I'm drinking something. But it's just that. It's carbonated water. I mean, it doesn't have, it's got a little bit of sodium, but I mean, a tiny, it's negligible. And, but I really try to get away from sweet teas just for the calories, but it's also not, it's not hydrating me.
Exactly.
And certainly Cokes and coffee and things like that. I hardly drink any soft drinks anymore. Water, drink to think. You got an aging loved one or any of us really, but think about it. Make sure that they're drinking enough proper fluids, okay? And if you go in there and there's the big gulp of some kind of soda drink in the refrigerator and you're not seeing a lot of water intake, that's a disaster waiting to happen. So drink. That's our today's senior moment. It's hot outside. Make sure everybody's getting hydrated. Make sure yourself. See, that's one of the things I talk about in the Delta Doctrine, this, the drink to think. Wait, water, walk. That's the Delta Doctrine of how to learn to put your mask on first. The first steps are wait. Just take a moment to don't rush into something verbally. Drink some water, and then take a walk if you need to just to blow off some steam and cool yourself down.